Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. Okay, folks, you all know how much I love to talk pet nutrition. I love to talk to authors. I love reading books. Folks, it's a great time to be a pet parent. There are so many wonderful experts out there, and never before have we had such instant availability to get their expertise and knowledge over to us. I have online someone that, folks, you've heard me reference, and we have chased him long and hard to get him on the program. I am proud to say, and, you know, maybe even a little bit giddy, someone who has really helped shape my perspective on pet nutrition. I want to welcome to the show a tremendous man, an author, and just someone who is a shining light for all of us pet parents when it comes to pet nutrition. I want to welcome Steve Brown to the show. Steve, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad I'm here.
Well, so are we, my friend. Now, I've got to say, you have so many wonderful things that you have done for us pet parents. You've really made it easy for all of us to understand not only the canine ancestral diet, but things that we can be doing for our pets, and you've made it simple for us. And, you know, on this segment, what I kind of wanted to do was I wanted to talk about this wonderful download book that you have. You know, it's more than a pamphlet. It is really an easy way to understand how to use, well, gosh, if you're using kibble, how you can go ahead and overcome some of those limitations. I want to talk about See Spot Live Longer, the ABC way. For folks that haven't read this yet, how do you describe it to them?
Most people see dry foods. And dry foods are wonderful in that they're relatively inexpensive and they provide decent nutrition for most dogs. But they have limitations. Limitations that all dry foods have, whether they're human dry foods or for dogs or cats. And this booklet helps show how easy it is to overcome the limitations of dry foods. Still serving dry foods. We're not changing the diet, but we're making it better.
Right.
And probably less expensive.
Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is it's real easy to do. A lot of people that are out there listening might be going, oh, gosh, I'm going to have to this and that. You have really simplified it. And I think people are a little put off of, well, what will I have to do? Will I be blending, mixing, creating these concoctions? That's not necessarily what you're advocating. There are some simple steps that we can all take to improve the health, even if we are feeding kibble.
Yes.
Now, I want to know.
Do you want me to go into those steps? Or?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Just share a couple of them just so they have a feel for how easy it is to improve and still use kibble.
Okay. The easiest one is to take the leftover greens from our dinner, whether it's broccoli or spinach or salads, whatever, and add it to your dog's food. That's the easiest. No step cost. Studies in Sweden have shown by doing this with pregnant dogs, they feed pregnant dogs leftover greens, their puppies 10, 15 years later are healthier. So just by adding some real foods, leftovers, we can make our dogs healthier. That's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, I love that. I've got two young children and it's funny, I want them to eat everything that I put on the plate, but I do take some solace, and, you know, in part, it is from reading books like See Spot Live Longer, the ABC Way, that I have come to have a little bit more leeway with them, because I know that I'm still going to take those vegetables and I'm going to go ahead and mix them in with my dog's food. I'm also someone who loves to juice and make smoothies. And you're right, it is a great, simple, easy way to take that food. And I hate to use the word repurpose, but in essence, that is what we're doing. And we're adding in that healthy element to what otherwise may not be as healthy as we'd like. So I love it. I also love, Steve, that you point out the fact that what this generation of dog is doing impacts generations down the line. And I think a lot of people don't realize how important that is.
I have a rule of thumb when I look at the health of a dog. It's one-third genetics, one-third epigenetics, which is what happens before the dog is born, what the dog is fed and exposed to in the womb, what his parents were exposed to and fed, and even what his grandparents were fed and exposed to. So, for instance, if his grandmother, the puppy's grandmother, when she was pregnant, went for a walk and inhaled some chemicals, the grandson may be affected. So it's one-third genetic, one-third environment before we get the puppy, and one-third what we do when we get the puppy. And I stress this because a lot of people have felt guilty. Oh, my dog is sick. What did I do wrong? Am I a bad parent? And the answer is no, you're a great parent. You're doing your best. A lot of this has happened before you ever got the puppy.
Yeah, and you know, folks out there, we're all smiling here in the studio because I know I had that conversation with Steve when Zoe was diagnosed with cancer. I certainly had that pang of guilt of, wow, if I had only started sooner, if I had this, if I had that. And I have to say that it is reassuring when folks like Steve tell me that, listen, yes, you have an impact, but there are many other factors. So do the best that you can when you have that opportunity. And remember, this is a lifelong thing, too. Steve, one of the things that encourages me about this booklet is that this is something, it is easy, and you can sustain it. I think one of the big challenges that a lot of pet parents have is they want to do good, but, you know, we have time pressures, we've got this, we've got that, and it sometimes becomes a little bit overwhelming. But what this booklet does, again, is it shows you a quick and easy way, and I think it's very sustainable and very reasonable to expect that we can be able to do this on a regular basis. I love this. Again, it's called See Spot Live Longer, the ABC Way. Steve, I want to make sure people know where they can get that and where they can get more great information from you, about your books, everything you have going on. Let's give out your website address to the folks.
SeeSpotLiveLonger.com.
Couldn't have made it simpler for you, folks.
Yeah.
SeeSpotLiveLonger.com. I love it. Steve, it is such a pleasure having you on. Thank you again for everything you're doing for pet parents everywhere. I want to make sure that everybody has a great life with their dogs and that they are doing the best they can. This is one of those easy ways you can do it, folks. Again, we will be right back with more great guests, great information, everything you want to be talking about here in the pet world on Pet World Insider after a few quick messages. SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.